One of the other things we have been talking about over the past few days, and this man is no stranger to what we've been talking about, Washington Times State Department correspondent Guy Taylor joins me now. We're going to talk a little bit about North Korea and the ongoing saber-rattling. Hello, how are you, Guy?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Reckless Kim Jong-un won't be tolerated. Kerry strikes back at North Korean threats. I've been wondering where Kerry has been on all of this. I guess we finally have an answer. He's actually involved.
Right. I think the White House has, you know, been allowing the Pentagon, not the State Department, to take the lead on its responses to the uptick in rhetoric in the last few weeks, because we've seen the movement of U.S. military, new U.S. military assets into Asia. But, yeah, I think, you know, the immediate response to this is, like, John Kerry, who's got this reputation as the peacenik Secretary of State, is now talking a very hard line. So I think that started yesterday after he had a private meeting with South Korea's foreign minister, and it pretty much signaled that the Obama administration at this point is starting to kind of focus on this and use multiple parts of its cabinet, from the Defense Department over to Secretary of State, to kind of hit back with a dual punch.
Mm-hmm. The most important message here is what? The U.S. will not tolerate a nuclear North Korea? And I guess my next question is, how would we stop that from happening?
Right. So Kerry also, if you carefully read his quotes in my story, he does not say outright the United States is prepared to counterstrike militarily against the North Korea should there be some provocation. However, he certainly suggested that the United States and South Korea are postured and ready to carry out a response military strike should the current wave of tensions escalate into a military confrontation, and that the United States is prepared and fully capable of doing so, and that the North Koreans ought to know that if they don't already.
Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un, he's following in his father's footsteps, and you and I have talked about this before. His father, Kim Jong-il, was, the king of saber rattling. Once a year, it seemed, he did this, and normally there was some type of payoff involved. We're not getting the impression that's the case here, though. This is just a kid, what, trying to impress his people?
Well, that's what I tried to get into from feeling around the community of foreign policy insiders, some of whom have the administration's ear, some of whom are out in academia, who just really pay close attention to North Korea. This last couple of months has actually been different from what we saw from Kim Jong-un, the current young 28-year-old leader of North Korea. What we saw from his father before his father passed away last year, 2 years ago, the North Korean military actually sent military shells onto a South Korean island and sunk a South Korean naval ship. So much as we are getting a little wrapped up in the hysteria of all this right now, I think we're significantly closer to the precipice of major military outbreak 2 years ago than we are now. So with Kim Jong-un, this young new leader, I think there's a lot of uncertainty in Washington and in the Obama administration, at the White House, over at the State Department, within the intelligence community about who is this guy? You know, is he actually really picking up the baton that his father waved around for years against successive administrations in Washington? Or is something new going on? Is he actually less predictable because he's this young, by far the youngest head of a nuclear-armed state, presuming that North Korea's claims about its nuclear program are legitimate?
All right, but any pressure for him to drop this would have to come through China. At least that's the way I think about it. Is there any indication we could be working with the Chinese to put out this fire? Knowing that they're...
Absolutely. Behind the scenes, the Obama White House has indicated that that's what it is hoping to do. you haven't really heard any U.S. officials speak publicly about that, even in the administration, yet because interaction between Washington and China, no matter who's in the White House or who's been in power in the last 3 decades in Beijing, is always difficult because things then come out in the English language media and they come out in the Chinese media and everybody reads them and says, well, they don't see eye to eye, or they might be handshaking behind the scenes. So the big question here, though, is how can the Obama administration actually achieve some kind of a result, like enter a new era of dialogue with the Chinese in the 21st century? That's the big, and you know, my reporting on this and my asking around and poking into the administration is I don't necessarily think that there's anybody within the Obama foreign policy and national security team that has the kind of chops or heft to pull that off. There's not a Jim Baker or, let's say, I'm sure I'm going to open myself, Chris, a Richard Holbrooke type character out there right now. And the question is whether John Kerry, who's just a couple months into his tenure as Secretary of State, will be able to pull anything off. Kerry is going to Beijing in the coming couple of weeks here. The State Department has already said that North Korea will be a major focus of his time there, but there are so many issues on the table between the United States and China now. We can't, anytime you think, well, you know, Washington's just going to ask the Chinese to play along, there's a couple of key factors here. One, the Chinese are not interested in seeing a resolution to the Korean Peninsula's conflict that's been engineered by Washington. So, you know, that's just been the history of it for the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that the Chinese government is the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. debt, at government debt at this point. So, you know, that it doesn't matter what the issue is. The United States has a lot of things on the agenda with China. So to put North Korea out front and say, well, we need you to play ball, I mean, this is going to take some delicate diplomacy.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I think it is a good read that the desire in Washington is very much to have the Chinese play some kind of a role here that would be peaceful. So far, this week, the Chinese foreign ministry came out with a statement in state media that said, you know, we recognize, we're concerned about this. We take this very seriously, and we want all sides to use restraint and stay calm. At the same time, there are reports around the English language media bubbling out of the U.S. intelligence community that the Chinese military is actually ramping up its posture in northeast China. So, you know, it feels duplicitous, and it's hard to read, and that's why I think this current round of tensions is making as many headlines as it is.
Yeah. Well, I can relax now because I know the UN's involved and they'll straighten everything out.
Right. Well, Ban Ki-moon actually made who is a South Korean himself, made a statement yesterday, you know, also saying that, you know, basically criticizing the North Korean leadership or just saying, you know, even if these reports are just, you know, state media bluster, that it's just not nuclear threats are a serious matter and shouldn't be played around with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like this. I don't think, Andy, one last thing, though. I mean, you know, I really don't think that we are right on the precipice of this devolving into a major military conflict.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too. I think the problem is that anybody who's been a serious watcher of North Korea, and these are the people that I talk to, you know, they always then caveat that with, well, things could suddenly devolve quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the North Koreans could attempt now to, say, shell an island or take out a minor South Korean military asset. And you've got John Kerry and the Pentagon saying things like they're saying. The United States would be in a bit of a position of pressure to respond on behalf of the South Koreans.
Yeah.
If that were to happen, then the North Koreans would feel that they needed to counter react, and then it's anybody's guess how the Chinese would respond to that.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, we'll continue to follow the story. We know you will, and we'll talk again. Appreciate your help, Guy.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Guy Taylor, he is a State Department correspondent for the Washington Times.